Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint-Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One-stop Caribbean cuisine. Chef X, new location.
Bless enough flow like a river. Bless enough flow like a river.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I need when I am. Well, CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I need when I am. Well, 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the cultural radio station. Radio McGill. Blessing love. The messenger. Take it away.
Kalangola, CKUT Kalangola, 90.3 Angola. Kalang. Aile!
Jabuk sashimi thought in the street every time, you know?
What?
So I would say.
We pledge resistance.
What's up? This is Saul Williams chilling here in Montreal here on CKUT. Peace.
We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war.
Hi, I'm David Suzuki, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Information to grow the brain.
And come and get rich and we stay poor. Them show you $20 and go through the back door. Tell them so we can't take no more.
Under the pressure. If your boy should be taken away now, we cheat and take a car. We all under pressure, my friend. Sometimes when you feel it, you cry down.
My mind.
I hate your heart, you know. But you don't make it stress, cause it's a baby better not be living at the ghetto. If you be under the pressure, my friend.
It's real.
Lord have mercy, this can't get no worse. If you call it a curse on me, heart it and hurt me. Call it thirsty because from me birth to the first me, I feel like the father deserts me. But all when the pressure erupts, me never give up. No, me never give in. I'm here, send up a prayer for the better living. I can't fall, so I better be seen. pressure, yeah, under the pressure, under the pressure. If your poor job is taken away now, we cheat in a second, cause we all under pressure, my friend. Sometimes when you're feeling, you cry, don't hurt your heart enough. But look, no make it stress, cause it's happy be better, not be living at the ghetto, to be under the pressure, my friend. It's serious, a lot of times I find it serious. Life is a little mysterious, halfway but now we can't even steer it up, oh no. I can't wait for morning dawn. Oh gosh, did I too long? Oh gosh, did I fight too long? I can't wait to see the sun. Under the pressure, under the pressure, yeah, under the pressure, under the pressure. If your poor job is taken away now, we cheat in a second, cause we all under pressure, my friend. Sometimes when you feel it, you cry, don't hurt your heart enough. But look, no make it stress, cause it's happy be better, not be living and you get up, be under the pressure, my friend.
Yes, the pressure is real and the whole world I feel, yet we now give up. Overflowing up with up and the system corrupt. Look how hard some are work and it's still not enough. Oh no, lock down the world, no nobody now walk. I know food in the house while the bills pile up. When you listen politician, you say wait a second. Do they feel the same as you and I do?
Under the pressure, under the pressure, yeah, under the pressure, under the pressure. It's your poor job to take away now. We cheat in a second, cause we all under pressure, my friend. Sometimes when you feel it, you cry, don't hurt your heart, you know. But you don't make it better, cause it's a baby better, not believing, and you get up, baby, under the pressure, my friend.
Yeah.
is a fire till Babylon was burned down. I man never sees a fire till Babylon was burned down. I will never cease my fire till Babylon was burned down. I shall never cease my fire till Babylon was burned down. I man never sees my fire till Babylon was burned down. I man never sees my fire till Babylon was burned down.
One of the realest things, when you're up, you're up. But when you're down, you're down.
Cause when you're up, you're up, you're up.
Not true.
You're down, you're down.
Just
you're
face
down.
The reality. Oh, you think I'm moody? I ain't mad at you.
I woke up this morning in a bad mood. Since then, things ain't been right. Outside, the stones were falling. And the sun was out of sight.
No money.
But we still have problems. So I can't be.
Smith can just elevate my mind for me. Sun a fi shine for me. These are for the ones whenever I had no time for me. And when me boss, nobody cry for me. Not even a party you da buy for me. Still them say friend to the end. That's irony. Me not say friend, me say family. That's the way things rolling now. Ain't gonna change no app.
Cause when you're up, you're up, you're up. I mean you're down, you're down, you're down.
The whole world in my palms. Time for read some psalms. Easy as if nobody worry about qualms. What me a go when nobody worry about time. If I back in the days I'll be lifting up. Everything dead when me picking up arms. Sign what? Give me what? Ripping up farms. This a for me family all me in-laws. Me no vex with no one to the game me charge. Still step aside but me still I get barged. Can't replicate so me never get farged. 34 years, but me still a live large. Me not dead fi hungry, stacking up carb. Slide tackle anything before me get lost. And remember, that's the way things rolling now. Ain't gonna change, no way.
Cause when you're up, you're up, you're up. And when you're down, you're down, you're down. Do anything to work it out. You can't replace that shred of doubt. Cause when you're up, you're up, you're up. When you're down, you're down.
Run under bed. When you see the Rasta coming, him a coming with the roots and chalice, with the chalice and roots. Holding firm to my tradition like a magician. We make the chains from the Vatican poof. Break loose from the minds of the African youth. Even though it may seem like magic, all we do is liberate minds, separate folly from truth. Next time you buy a ticket for Sikronics. From me say ease up, everybody start moving. Means so much more than a Grammy. If you see the youth, them arise spiritually, that prove humanity arise literally. Ascend to dimensions where God is just you. Chalice and roots.
Chronic summer verse right here. This is a blessing and a curse right here. Blessing to the people with the birthright, but to them not the capitalists, this is them worst nightmare. Them a lip up.
them they flip up like a pancake. And all them trendy trendy figure trim up like my landscape. Take up to my listeners, me do this for the fans. See the ones when you borrow the pose a lyrics could I translate. Pass for your blast. New vape and the only floss, me a floss. Roots and chalice, so I pass, we a pass. While summer pass out on the grass, we a la. Nah, change the topic. Chronics of a song already, but that summer stop it. The way out of poverty, the artists are plotted. So go tell Lisa and I do your job and stop watching.
I'm kind of flattered that you're looking at me. It's true, but don't you got work to do? Feel it.
You can feel it when we sing it. Like the bees when they sting it when we bring it. Lyrically we are pushing to the limit. We're bringing Champions League level bars to the scrimmage. When this mixtape we put it out free. And it raw like the food when we cook without heat. We not do this here for around the billfold. We lyrics us a shift them like Alan skill call. Better say my name right when you see me. Call it Bapa say keep on, keep a voice dub blade for me. But me now watch nothing brother, go and do your thing. Every man I feel a hustle from the farm. Me a fling cup of seed in the dirt. Blood, sweat and tears me put in the dirt. And me leave in this earth. Life love no see what it's worth. Baby rock a question people's thirst till we disperse.
One thing extra. Music coming, never let it stop flowing. Hear them say time and them all stop. But even time shall pass, word song shall last. Surpassing all disaster. Live before and after. In the beginning was a word, and the word was God, and it descend and come well on ya. And if I look for God, find it in my prana. And them for nowhere higher than any soprano. But all them often pop a can see what them is on ya. I great boy for a Santa Sana. One puff off of the chalice when my vice swam. So if I lyrics, you know one you're getting what they ask for. Them know a frequency loud like the first and gun. We arrange your life like a burst condom. This is Roots and Chalice, bring your verse and come. Them up away, little longer from my first album. Oh, na 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 na. Oh, na 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 na. Oh, na 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 na. Oh, na 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 na.
CKUT 90.3 FM. I felt like getting into a little fire session there. Music from the one and only Coffee featuring Butcho Pantan, Gargamel himself. Something called Pressure, followed up by 400 Years. By Gargamel himself. Gone into something. What's the name of that? That Gappy Rangstrom does. Well, yo, when y'all blaze so much fire and you're like, yo, wait, what, hold on. Which ups and downs? You're hearing something called Ups and Downs from the one and only Gappy Ranks. Alright, now you're listening to Roots and Chalice, Chalice and Roots. Chronics and the one and only Kabaka Pyramid. Kabaka P. Yo, it's just a little warning, yeah? Shout out everybody out there in the city of Montreal who is listening, tuned in. Shout out everybody who tunes on a weekly basis. Shout out everybody tuning in from around the world on CKUT.ca. Hey, as I've been saying, my little PSA to all my local businesses out here. I know the climate is getting tight. And things are getting tighter. As a man, I don't listen to the news like that, you know. Other day, my mom said, yo, come like you don't believe nothing. I said, yeah, man. I am an eternal skeptic. Come like in this world, you have to stay skeptical. You have to think critical. You have to stay creative. Shout out all my creatives out there, man. Whether you're creating in a kitchen, you're creating on stage, you're creating in the boardroom,
I appreciate each and every one of you out there right now. What I've been saying for the last couple of months, straight. I know bite my tongue when it comes to my feelings on certain things. And people know how I feel about, you know, the fact that over the last 18 plus months, us and many other stations are reliant on the love and the support of the community, as well as small businesses and events, alongside other communal means and methods to stay afloat. You know, CKUT has an annual fundraiser, which we kind of got back to this year, you know? But one of the things that definitely, you know, helps power the station and in turn powers the community is the fact that our small businesses, our local entrepreneurs who employ more people, who hand out more paychecks and cover the backs of more Canadians, Americans, or wherever you are. Our small businesses are the ones who have empowered us and kept us electrified on the airways for all these years. Our local entrepreneurs. And I feel like I've been running out of ads from local entrepreneurs. I'm not sure if they do not know that we have incentives running right here at CKUT 90.3. Please hit up Louise Burns. Log on to ckut.ca and find out how you can get in contact with her and how she can help support your business. Like my big brother said, you know what I mean? I'm all up in it, so you know I paid my rent. We got rent to pay, just like our small businesses got rent to pay. So we want to help you spread that good word. We want to help you notify the city of Montreal that your doors are still open, that food is serving. Shout out all of my restaurateurs. Say yo to my standing solidarity with everybody. Will say yo, it's either everybody eats, everybody sit down, or nobody sit down. So we run our business the way that we've been running our business, yeah? Brand new business models have come out of the pandemic. That is what they are saying. They are saying that the world will never be the same again. They are calling this the Great Reset. And according to the World Economic Forum, during this reset, we will own nothing and be happy. You heard that right? You could go look it up yourself. Check out the World Economic Forum of 2020. Where all some of the most prominent world leaders came together. Business minds, local entrepreneurs, community leaders came together and offered their vision of the future. A future in which John Kerry said, in a world where we can no longer see each other, or where we do not see each other, where we stay connected through smartphones. This is a breeding ground for chaos and revolution. According to him, these are not good things.
That's why I've been asking my people, yo, take your chaos makers, take your revolution makers. I'll make sure, say, I share out the truth with your people then. Make sure you are staying connected with your community. Your community needs you now more than ever. The clock is ticking. The timer run down. And they feel like they're pressure, yo. They feel like they are going to pressure the revolution, eh? Here, wanna? That's why we love alternative radio. Because we don't have to sit here and regurgitate what the major media are regurgitating and I put on you week in and week out. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to spin what is happening in the world in a way to favor any one party or the next. Any one investor or the next. So my people, as I've been imploring to each and every one of you for the last 18 months plus, I need y'all to stay ready. I need y'all to stay ready. This is the time for you to, any idea, anything that you've been inspired to do, anything that you may have been procrastinating on or putting off because maybe of a lack of belief in yourself. Maybe time was the thing that you needed. Maybe you needed some space to start saving. Let this be the time. Let this be the time. Because if nobody lets you know before, I'm going to let you know right now. The supply chain has been broken. The supply chain has been broken. The supply chain will come back. But me can't tell you when. Me can't tell you how. But the supply chain has been broken. After dystopian-like lockdowns that swept the world and are still sweeping the world, that have hit some of the largest exporters, some of the largest ports, some of the largest airfields, that has seen professionals in transportation, like drivers, conductors, pilots, and more, resigning from their positions because of dystopian-like mandates. Because the government was stupid to realize that they need everybody at their best. And that to do so, you have to respect people's choices, freedoms, and rights. I don't know if you've been paying attention. I don't know if you are somebody, if you are somebody who celebrates these holidays that they chart on the calendar. Like the upcoming Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving weekend, where people generally, by tradition, load a up the table with turkey and ham and lamb and cranberry sauce and sweet potatoes, pumpkin and all that stuff. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but come like the turkey don't exist in the city of Montreal. Come like the turkey, them never get them vax passport for cross the border. Eh? Come like them mandate the turkey, them out of the city. Come like them tell them, say, what? You never get your double dose, you can't come in. Because if you pay attention, you're looking around. There is a massive shortage of poultry. That for the first time has caused a lot of these major retailers to not promote turkey in their weekly circulars. Now, it's not just turkey that's in short stock right now. It's saying everything that people use on a regular, that people eat on a regular. Say, what was once a global 45-day supply has now cut down to a 33-day supply. What this means is that there are researchers and major organizations and all that stuff that crunch these numbers and see that if the world was to, if everything was to shut down right now, and we had to ration out the food, how much food can they give certain people? How long would it last? So what was once a month and a half of rations are now just over a month of rations. Cranberry sauce is in short supply. I'm speaking of these things specifically because these are products that generally affect this upcoming weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. But these aren't the only things that are in short supply. Them say, yo, trust me, the port in China and in India, some of the largest ports in the world, have not been exporting goods, have been locked down. Heavy restriction. So electronics, batteries, laptops, televisions, all kind of things are sitting down at the port them. This is why our former Montrealer, who is now the Vice President of the United States of America, made our announcement last week and said Americans should get a jump on buying their Christmas gifts from now. What that mean, Canada? What that mean, Montreal? If you have anybody to give gifts to, or you are hoping to supply gifts for your family this year or your loved ones this year, hear what them say. Jump on Amazon, go to what, wherever you have to go shopping, and go get your gifts now. You don't have no time for waste. Because trust me, with the little one them, you already know I go with the little one them when I can't get certain things come Christmas, especially since we've groomed them in these habits. I mean, this could be a great time to start grooming other habits, but yo, you know what I mean? To each their own. You know, you can't go around with a magic wand and tell everybody how they're supposed to conduct their homes or what they should do for the holiday season. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, people been under pressure. What Coffee say? What Bujo say? Right? Under the pressure. Yeah, people been under pressure. So people are just looking at ways to just ease the pressure a little. Just ease the pressure a little. You know what I'm saying? So shout out everybody who's just looking for some, you know what I mean, a little a solace, like a solitude in this whole thing, you know? So if Christmas is the thing that gives you that, if Thanksgiving is the thing, if your turkey is the thing that gives you that, I hope that you can, you know what I mean? You can find a way to, you know, get the things that bring you comfort. I'm not vegan, but I love my comfort food same way, you know? So. Now, just know that, as I said last week, right? And a COVID that did this now. And a COVID that did this thing. No, what's up? The government. Supply chain lockdown because governments around the world have decided to take some draconian-like measures against their economy and the people in their country. So Australia, a flip up right now, yeah? So I just want to make sure that everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody gets what they need to get. But just know that it's not going to get better anytime soon. The reason why major news stories are not running in the major media is because they are trying to quell panic buying. They ain't trying to see another toilet, you know what I mean? We ain't nobody trying to see TP Gate happen again, right? Remember TP Gate from last year? Remember? Everybody went mad and looked for the toilet paper. Everybody said, yo, more than food or more than water, them no one walk around with a dirty backside, right? Ain't nobody was looking to walk around a dirty body and during the pandemic, right? During in quarantine, you have to be in close quarters with certain people. You know what I mean? Everybody was just made sure that they can, you know what I mean, clean up the frou-frou, you know? Meanwhile, there were certain people out here, like myself, that was looking into dry goods and water and making sure that we had a good year, a 12 or 24 month supply of things that can be able to help us get through. So I implore to you guys out here now, please stay prepared, man. Don't buy into the whole notion where them say, yo, you know what, the world has opened up. The world is not opening up. Yo, the world has not opened up yet. And until certain nations and countries decide to stop politicizing this thing that I gotta deal with right now and start dealing with the facts at hand, like the new fact that came out through the CDC that 4,800 fully vaccinated individuals have died from COVID. So we're going to need to figure out how to get a grasp on all of these things that are happening around the world right now before we lose sight of, you know, the fact that, you know, the people that are going to be impacted by this the most are impoverished brothers and sisters. Our brothers and sisters that are surviving life in developing countries. You know, a lot of this shortage, isn't just because, you know, ports were shut down or trucks couldn't move or anything like that. A lot of this shortage came about because North America depends heavily on the assistance of foreign workers who could not get into the country to help harvest a lot of these crops. A lot of crops ended up going stale last year. A lot of farmers lost a lot of their hard-earned, hard-invested time and money. Because when you plant a tomato seed, or when you plant a banana, or when you plant some oranges, them things don't grow in 24 hours. When you're raising poultry and them things don't grow in 24 hours, it takes time. So a lot of people invested a lot of time and money that went up in smoke last year. Now, you know, a part of that conversation might need to shift to why is it that local men and women North American men and women aren't farming more, or aren't helping out on farms more, or seeking employment on farms more. Maybe the conversation is to ask, why do farms prefer foreign workers as a cheap labor? Or is there a lack of enthusiasm from people in and around your cities, your states, your country, your, you know what I'm saying? But because people could not travel into the city, into the country, around the world, a lot of harvesting did not happen. Some of the things that are also in short supply are foods that we've been privileged to have access to. But some might argue we might not actually need or should have access to some of these things, because throughout this history of globalization, access to things like Caribbean foods and African foods and South American foods have become more common in lands and countries that do not produce these actual foods, whether by canning them, by exporting them in dry and frozen methods, however it goes. We have to remember that sometimes to do this, some other people are at a loss. We also have to remember that to do this, we are also not eating these things in their natural forms, as we have to preserve or protect, or, you know what I mean? You add pesticides to whatever you want to call it, you know? Preservatives into what was once a natural plant, a natural fruit, a natural vegetable, a natural herb, you know? So we may need to start adjusting, getting a handle on our satiation for food or items that might not be local to our economy, might not be local to our country. If you're not paying attention, the things that were once labeled slave food are the things that are going to be readily available. Goat meat, oxtail. I don't know about chicken wings as much, but a lot of the Caribbean foods, a lot of the African, a lot of the South American foods. Dry goods, goat meat is selling cheaper than chicken. You heard me right. Goat meat is selling cheaper than chicken. So it might have to be a goat filled turkey this year, goat filled Thanksgiving this year. It might just be an oxtail and cranberry vibe this year. You know, we're privileged. We are privileged. This is not the first time that the world has seen a supply chain breakdown. This is not the first time that the world has gone through this. And traditionally, it is during pandemics, or is during major outbreaks, is during a global shutdown, that innovation, that technology is pushed forward, is driven, that creatives shine, that creative minds shine, because we have to stay creative and we have to find creative ways out of a certain problem or a certain situation. So shout out all my problem solvers out there who are staying creative. You know what I mean? One of these ways that we are going to see the supply chain, you know, come back to life is in an automated manner. Drone stations are popping up across America. You heard me, across North America. Drone delivery is being tested out all over the world, from pizzas to tanks. You heard me right. They are out here droning in major war artillery vehicles and all them something day. Unmanned vehicles are being tested out on a daily basis. Unmanned trucks, unmanned car, unmanned plane. You heard that? They are figuring out a way to replace humans with robots. In my opinion, they are grooming, they are preparing a lot of these measures are being used to indoctrinate, to train, to prepare the world for the coming future and ease a certain transition. QR codes are going to be the name of the game, and they're going to be a part of the future that will allow for new access to new things like central bank digital currency, which is better known as CBDC. CBDC is a virtual form of fiat currency for a particular nation or region. It is an electronic record or digital token of the official currency and is issued and is regulated by its monetary authority. The main advantages of CBDCs are that they can simplify the implementation of monetary and fiscal policy and promote financial inclusion in an economy by bringing the unbanked into the financial system. The main disadvantages of CBDCs are that they are centralized, or a centralized form of currency, and could erode the privacy of citizens. So this is a brand new currency that is going to start sweeping the world. What do you say, CBDCs? You know, we all know it as cryptocurrency, but this is what they are using as the official name for a government or government issued cryptocurrency. Now, if you don't understand cryptocurrency in a nutshell, cryptocurrency is a decentralized monetary system that only exists or holds value because us as a people give it value through our belief in whatever the currency we are using or that we are investing in is. So be it the big, you know, bad boy on the street that everybody talks about, or be it a coin that you yourself can create for members of your community. You decide that you want to use Oasis juice boxes. I'm looking at an Oasis juice box as a method of buying and selling goods in your community. And 100 people in your community, 1,000 people, 10,000 people in your community decide that they are going to recognize this Oasis juice box as a form of currency. It now holds value amongst this community that recognizes it. That is cryptocurrency in a nutshell. The only reason why any of these coins exist is because we as a community have come together as a decentralized community and have put value into a financial community, be it Bitcoin, Ripple, Stellar, and the list goes on. Ethereum and all these other stuff. The government has caught on, and they want to get into the game in a big way. Their argument to you and their conversation with you is going to tell you, is going to say that it's going to be that replacing paper money will make the world a safer place, will make your bank account safer, will make your investments safer by adhering to a public ledger. What does this mean? This means that your bank account will no longer be private. Your bank statements will no longer be private. They will become public record. They say if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be worried about putting your statement on a public ledger for letting everybody in on what is going on with your currency. Countries have already started to switch over to CBDCs like Zimbabwe. Yeah, you heard me right. China is getting ready to introduce the digital yuan, which will eventually replace their currency, their tangible currency. Canada is hiring people for their CBDC division, in which Canada has stated that, you know, there are two ways that we could issue you this currency. Either through your existing banking association, or through the government themselves. Canada is looking at the option of leaning towards having they themselves issue you the money. Which in my brain, I'm not saying that this, I didn't read this anywhere. This is not what I'm about to say is not a fact. It's just my feeling. But my feeling when I hear something like that is that they are getting ready to phase out the banks. They are getting ready to phase out the banks. Imagine the government giving you your mortgage. Imagine the government issuing you a car loan. Out of mercy. Out of mercy. And Chalice. Yo, Reggie. I just want y'all to keep your eyes open and know what's happening with the future. But I said the supply chain is broken. Yo, to me, enough things are by design, you know. To me, enough things are by design, you know. Nothing don't happen accidentally. What's up? So, in a world where they're about to, you know, convince you that the money is dirty, in a world where, you know, people are being restricted more and more on a daily basis, in a world where the economy is being caved in on itself due to restrictions and mandates, due to the trampling of people's personal freedoms, people's personal choices, being in a world where isolation and solitude is going to almost be the name of the game, and where our voices are being controlled more and more and sequestered more and more. Next week, I'm going to get into this whole conversation of shadow bans online. Shadow bans on YouTube and all them something. How about that? What is a shadow ban? Like, I almost feel like I wish I called myself shadow ban back in the day. So like a wickedness. Shadow ban preacher. Preach the shadow ban. of a band called Shadow Ban. Next week, we're going to get into this whole thing about shadow banning, public opinion, and free speech. The machine is coming, y'all. I don't know, man. I spent the last week checking out Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, catching up on some Orson Welles and all that other good stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, I got to stay informed. I got to make sure that, you know, y'all know what is happening out there. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just needed to come through and share, you know, some of the 411 of what is happening right here on this lovely, lovely planet that we call Earth, that we call home, you know. I know it can, you know, it's seeming a little gray out there, man. I know it's seeming a little tight, and I know that the clock is ticking on many people. I know many people are making decisions out there for their personal embetterment, for their, you know, to hold to their morals, to hold to their beliefs, man. Yo, please, man, during this weekend, you know, as we decide to sit down and give thanks to, you know, everything that's happening in the world, while we, you know, get the best of some turkey and all that other stuff. You know, please, 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 just, you know, don't forget, man. Don't forget that, you know, there's a world out here that is still suffering. There is a world out here that has still not gotten back in shape or in order. There are people out there that, you know, won't be able to afford, you know, certain things, certain foods, certain, you know, accoutrements and accessories that they generally put on their table and all that other stuff. And, you know, if we can give thanks for anything, you know, definitely let's give thanks for life. Let's give thanks for health. Let's give thanks for still being here. Let's give thanks for wisdom. Let's give thanks for, you know, our mind and our voices. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, let's also try to keep in mind that we have a world around us that needs us, you know. And as much as I see them promoting a divisive division, you know, fear-mongering and pushing people, you know, who sit at the kitchen table together to, you know, no longer see eye to eye on certain issues and take it out in a, you know, very destructive way, please, more than anything, man, make sure that you stay close to your community. Make sure you check in with your community and make sure you let people know that no matter what their personal decisions are, man, yo, I got you, you got me. If we need each other, man, you just holla. You see me? Yo, CKUT family, I love you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving. I will be back next week, man, and we gonna get into all these good topics and all that other good stuff, right? Yo, you know what? We're up on a vibe. We been on a vibe. Let we end on a vibe. Gappy, talk to the people them for me. So now we got each other. I need you to know, man, I got you like I know you got me. I love y'all.
Baby girl, you know I've always loved you. And that would always remain the same. But there's one thing I want you to know. I got you. And you got me.
I got you. And you got me.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Le virus de la COVID-19 et ses variants se propagent toujours au Québec. En cas de symptômes d'allure grippale ou s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, tels que la fièvre, la toux ou la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, ou si vous avez été en contact avec une personne infectée par le virus, il est essentiel de passer un test de dépistage et de respecter les consignes d'isolement, même si vous êtes vacciné. Le dépistage demeure un des meilleurs moyens de limiter les éclosions. Pour en savoir plus, visitez québec.ca/test-COVID-19. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Yeah, more.